What is good, everybody? Welcome back to Untamed. You know who it is. This is your boy, Bubba.
Coach Bowden.
Man, welcome back to Untamed. Yesterday was an eventful day, Black Bun Day. One of the craziest day in the year for sports, Black Monday. Everybody gets fired or they get to keep their job. College football, NFL, don't matter. It happens. A lot happened over the weekend, New Year's weekend, with some college football. Week 17 in the NFL all came down to it. You know what I mean, man? We're going to get right into it. I hope you're ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
Hey, man, I'm ready, man. Yesterday was something else.
Man, let's get into college football, man. It was an eventful bowl game weekend, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Championship is set. Alabama beat Notre Dame. Ohio State beat Clemson. You know, a lot of other teams, you know, pulled upsets on some teams. Oklahoma beat Florida. Georgia came back and beat Cincinnati. Iowa State beat Oregon. Texas A&M won. So it was an eventful day. I mean, how'd your Texas Longhorns do? Was they in the bowl game?
Man, you come on. You know we in a bowl game, man. We playing the Alamo Bowl.
Who'd y'all play against?
It doesn't matter who we played against.
It does matter. Who'd you play?
I don't know who we played. It doesn't matter.
Man, see, you probably didn't even watch the game.
Who?
You.
I watched the game. But the opponent doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It's Texas football. University of Texas.
Well, it's like this. Tom Herman's out. Sam Ellinger's gone finally. What you think? What's the future like? Is it bright? Is it not bright? What's the deal?
The Texans are always upon you. So, I mean, it's always upon you, know, future for the Longhorns. This is all about, you know.
I don't know, man.
People for the job.
I mean, so, you got
I think good things are going to start happening because Sarkisian, man, he's a good quarterback guy.
Yeah, you know, Steve Sarkisian, Alabama OC coming in.
I don't know about all that because Alabama was rolling before he hit it. So he just
all right.
He's just one of them little bitty microscopic things in that tide. You know what I'm saying? But he's a good quarterback developer. So I think with the recruiting, with the experience he got from Alabama, being around Nick, seeing how Nick do things, that's what the Texas way is anyway. Somebody. All that smiling, none, you know, when you get on the football field, you don't put me out of there. So, I think the fun's going to leave and the winning's going to come back.
Have you heard about who the next possible Alabama offense coordinator is going to be?
No, I haven't.
Nick Saban's top two choices right now are Jets ex-head coach Adam Gase. Or Texans ex-head coach Bill O'Brien. Those two are Nick Saban's top two candidates for the next offensive coordinator job.
Well, honestly, and it's going to sound crazy, I think Bill O'Brien will be perfect for that job.
He might as well hire Jay Gruden for that if he just want to be crazy about it.
No. Bill O'Brien, I think, good offensive-minded guy where he can just focus on offense.
Bill O'Brien ain't got no sense. He is not a good coach.
But that's what I say. Him being an offensive guy, focusing on offense. If you notice, everywhere he's been, he's just been able to focus on offense. He's produced. It's when you start putting him in the role of being a head coach. He got to deal with the media. He got to deal with it. Some folks ain't good for that. Some folks are not made for that. I don't think he was made.
I will give him credit. He was a good coach when he was with Penn State. I will give him credit for that. Because, you know, he revived the program after, you know, that Sandusky thing going on. They had the death penalty, no bowl games, nothing like that. So I can say he did kind of revive Penn State a little bit. You know, they were top 15, top 10. And then, you know, they were on a roll after he left to go coach the Texans. So I mean, yeah. I give him credit for that.
But
now, as the Texans head coach, I mean, they were in the playoffs. I mean, but some of the things he did towards his end of his coaching stint with them made absolutely no sense to anybody.
Well, some coaches get intimidated with coaching certain levels. That's why high school coaches stay on the high school level, because you're comfortable coaching high school guys. When you start going up to the college level, guys start talking back. Some guys get intimidated.
Yeah, you know? Egos get a little higher.
Yeah, and then when you go up to the totem pole, you know, you isn't going to no NFL locker room telling nobody, just, you know, talking at them any kind of way. Just grow men in there.
Oh, yeah.
You don't respect them. You come and talk to kids some way, especially on the high school level. Grown men, and some of the moves he made, you know, you've been in this game long enough, you know, probably in that meeting room, you probably said something fly. Guys, you said it too. It ain't gonna fly with it. It's simple. So, me being one of those players, and they had certain coaches could talk to me any kind of way. Certain coaches, and don't even tell me good morning. Go on about your day. I'm going about mine.
Exactly. So let's talk about college football a little bit. So, you know, final college football playoff happened already. Let's talk about Notre Dame, Alabama, man. 31-14 final. Notre Dame was in it a little bit, you know, in the second quarter and beginning of the third quarter. You know, they were keeping up, trying to get back in the game, which they were. Defensively, they were stopping Alabama. Alabama was like, what is going on here? This should not be happening. Notre Dame's coming back, trying to get back on offense. Just couldn't happen. They had maybe two good drives where it could have been 21-14 or 21-10 going into half. And then, you know, after Alabama picked it up, it was just like it's basically over.
Yeah. But some teams like that Cinderella ride. They like the Cinderella, the whole dream. And yeah, we playing with them right now.
It yeah.
12 o'clock strike. Reality sets in, man.
Yeah.
And that's all Nick does. Nick let folks, you know, mostly get involved and get their emotional high. While he's over here, while you turning, he's making adjustments.
Now, Notre Dame, you know, that's my team. You know, they've had the worst, I don't even say luck. They just haven't performed on the big stage through several decades. Have been able to beat any of the Power Five schools in a bowl game, championship, semifinal. They just don't get it done. And honestly, I thought this year they'd join a conference because of COVID, join the ACC. A little bit better competition, you know, maybe it'll help them instead of just playing independent schools all the time. Because, you know, sometimes some of the independent schools, they're weaker. That's why Notre Dame, you know, pounces right through them, right? So I felt like they were going to get their competition would have helped them play a lot better, which it did throughout the season. They played Clemson, North Carolina, Virginia. Those are some pretty good schools in the ACC. So I can tell that it kind of helped. You know, they beat Clemson in the regular season, double overtime, which was a great game. ACC championship comes. All right, it's going to be another shootout. Clemson stomps right over them like it was cakewalk.
Yeah, but that's what I say. You know, the Danes, they play good football, and they consistently good on the level of private school.
But now I feel like it comes to where it's not the players to blame. I'm more looking at the coaches and Brian Kelly, because this has been his team for
what?
10 years now. Preparation, maybe, or maybe they don't have – they're not recruiting the right talent to maybe compete with the Power 5 schools. But, I mean, someone's got to come for blame. I think it's Brian Kelly, honestly.
Okay, you can say that. Okay. First of all, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. They can keep leaving off their pass if they want to. That's perfectly fine with them. It's Notre Dame. The kind of kids you bring in are not the kind of kids that's going to win you national championship. Let's be real. You get some good quality kids that are going to have probably like a 3.5 to a 4.0 GPA. You're probably going to have that. But winning a national championship on a consistent basis or even competing for a national championship, no. If they was really won a national championship, right, why get in the easy conference ACC? When you are in Big Ten country.
That's true.
Don't see Ohio State.
Yeah, I can see that.
Go play all of those schools. You went to the ACC. Name another team in the ACC besides Clemson. That's good. I can wait.
I already named them.
Who?
North Carolina, Virginia.
Come on. Okay. Virginia. You're getting worse after now. You just said the only school that can compete with Clemson, North Carolina. Keep naming them. Virginia, garbage.
I mean, that's all it is, really. Yeah.
Duke, garbage. Wake Forest.
Garbage. Boston College. They've had their fair share in a few years.
Garbage.
Well, most of their sports teams are in the ACC. It's just football that's always been independent. So I could see why maybe they invited them. Oh, add more school, get more money. Or add another sport, and get more money.
You know the game. If they wanted to play in the Pac-12, they could have played.
They could have. They could have went to the Big 12, and they would have played them. And they would have whooped everybody in the Big 12. Man. Yes, they would have. They'd have beat Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, K-State, Baylor. They'd have whooped the whole Big 12.
Kansas would have got their first win.
No, not even close. No, they didn't. Sadly, they didn't.
Kansas would have beat.
Les Miles gets one more year, and he's probably fired.
Yeah, probably.
And it's sad to say that. Like, man, all right. You're going to come in and do something. You ain't done nothing. Just recruit.
Okay.
But I understand that you're trying to rebuild something that hasn't had any continuity or any star players since, like, 2008. And it's been trash ever since Mangino got fired. That's hard to build off. That's hard to rebuild off of.
When you go to Lawrence, what's in Lawrence?
I don't know. I ain't never been there.
KU.
That's all it is about. KU. That's it.
You can't. It's nothing to draw good football players there. If you're a good football player, you're gonna go to K State. Football minded, you're a god everywhere you go in the city of Manhattan or in the state of Kansas. That's why so many guys come there from so many other places and stay in Kansas because you treat it like an NFL player.
Yeah.
So, you go to KU, you treat it like a step child. How it is.
We all know KU is a basketball school. If you don't play basketball, just keep going.
They can only fight. They can only. You can only bring what at the max 11 good people to play a sport, sir.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had other sports besides basketball, football.
Crazy, huh? Crazy what you learn nowadays.
I was Kansas. It's KU.
Hey. KU football be back up there one day. Just probably not right now. Simple as that. Just not right now.
Yeah, one day. When that day comes, hopefully I'll be allowed to see it.
I hope so, too.
I tell my grandkids to look forward to it.
But, man, let's move on to some other games. Clemson, Ohio State, man. Ohio State walked all over Clemson. Made it look easy. Justin Fields having a field day. And Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields going into this draft are the top two quarterback prospects. And I think Justin Fields outplayed Trevor Lawrence fair and square, and I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback right now.
I don't think so. I think Justin Fields had a great game for that night. He prepared that night, you know, for Clemson. They did a good job of neutralizing a lot of things Clemson did. But if you really break down what Trevor Lawrence can do with NFL talent around him and compared to Justin Fields, I'm not real big on Ohio State quarterback.
Neither am I. They've never been that good to me. Never. I agree with you. But something about him, it just feels different.
Well, you got to show me different. I ain't into feelings. I'm not into emotions.
Like Dwayne Haskins, when he was at Ohio State, I got Jamarcus Russell vibes, and I still do. I mean, look at him. He got cut. Justin Fields, I don't get those vibes. I think he's legit. And now we just gotta wait and see in the NFL if he's legit or not. Depends on if he goes to Jacksonville or if he goes to the Jets.
Hey, we'll see. I would like to see him sit down with some NFL guys and get on that board Trevor Lawrence had already shown that he can come in and he can control things. If you really want to know the truth, to me, I think Trevor Lawrence is what helped Clemson out the most. Clemson to even have the little bit of competitiveness that they had on offense.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
They didn't have the offensive coordinator. They didn't have the assistant offensive coordinator. So the only other guy that's in that room consistently over the last 3 years, talking to these guys who know how they think, what they're looking for, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Nobody else on their staff. You could tell they were struggling trying to put together some things, and Trevor didn't know what was coming. That's how sometimes it works on the D1 level. You tell the quarterback what's coming, what you know what I'm saying, he can improvise and get the things done based off of what he's seeing, the information he's getting. You can tell Trevor didn't understand what was doing, some of the things that was going on the other night. Because pre-snap blitzes, he was trying to pick up some blitzes, but hey, which way we going to slide the line? Which way the back going to go? It was a lot of clean hits on him the other night. So I'm going to give Ohio State their respect. You know, they won the game, but I would like to see that game played again with the offensive coordinators involved.
I can see that, but definitely Trevor got it too. I'm not going to hate on him. Trevor's legit too.
Yeah.
I get, you know, A-Rod, Tom Brady, like all the greats. I can see him being the next great quarterback.
No, we ain't going to see that. We going to talk about being
I can great. See that, but I think it just depends, like I said, it's the team that he goes on.
I would like to see that game played again with the offensive coordinators involved.
Receivers, consistency, continuity, because if he wants to be a great, he's got to build off of it. So, I mean, hey, we'll see what happens. Jets got money. Jacksonville got money. I'm sure they're going to spend. They're going to spend that money in free agency and, you know, see where it goes.
Neither one of those situations is going to give him what he needs to come in. Somebody to sit behind.
Same thing for Justin Fields. They're not going to – same thing for him, too.
Justin Fields is not going to go and be nobody's starter right off the bat. Cool.
So you're not saying he won't start if he's with the Jets or the Jags? Who gonna start over him? Sam Darnold, Gardner Minshew? Like really?
So you telling me right now he can come in? Trevor Lawrence, I think can. I really would like him to sit behind somebody.
Justin Fields is a way better quarterback than Sam Darnold and Gardner Minshew, hands down. Way better than both of them.
With who?
We mean with who?
One game you playing against kids. The other game you playing against grown men who study you. That's a difference. In college, you don't build a profile. Some coaches get lazy, don't want to build a profile on the team.
Justin Fields has been balling out for 2 years at Ohio State as a starter, and he's proved on the big stage that he can play against grown men. We're going to see what he do against Alabama. If they beat him, he's legit. Alabama's legit. If Ohio State and Justin Fields leads them to beat Alabama, he's legit. You cannot say he's not legit. You cannot say that.
If he win that game against Alabama by himself, nobody else show up, and he win that game by himself, tapping the ball to himself, throwing the ball to
straight
himself,
shootout. Straight up shootout. Straight up. Defense not playing well.
He's not gonna do that.
They're obviously gonna run the ball. Their running back is stellar.
That's what they do. That's what's helping him out. That run game.
But he could throw the ball. He could throw the ball.
What team did you say? Name the team that you said that he could go to. Name a running back that's on that team right now. Can you do that?
Well, for the Jags, they got that Robinson kid undrafted, hit for 1,000, and they only won one game.
It's a 17-game season.
The Jets, I don't know. They're probably going to pick up somebody in free agency. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
If you rush for 60 yards in a game, in a 17-game season, you're going to eventually have what?
I don't know.
You're going to get 1,000 yards. Somebody's playing by the NFL. Now I'm excited. That's 10 games.
That was probably you.
Nah, man, I was way over that now.
Calm down, prime time.
Ain't no zero after that one.
Okay. All right. But man, let's move it on, man. NFL, Black Monday yesterday. Anthony Lynn got fired. Adam Gase got fired. You know, OCs are interviewing. Some teams made the playoffs. Some didn't. You know, let's just go down the list, you know.
McCarthy still got his job?
Obviously, he still got a job. He ain't going nowhere. You know, Jerry Dang. Cupcaking.
Dang, probably bought him another bottle of Scotch.
Honestly, I thought y'all were going to beat the Giants. I don't think the Giants were that good. Thought y'all were going to come back with that last fumble. Let it slip. Man, you know, it is what it is.
Well, to be honest with you, man, we kind of got together. I'll sit down, you know. Yeah, I kind of told him, like it's a COVID year. This has been a crazy year. And we know if the Cowboys win the championship this year, it will be so many more haters than it already is right now.
You weren't even going to win a championship if you went 6-10 and made the playoffs.
Man, if we get in the playoffs, man, we...
Tom Brady was going to stomp all over y'all.
Who?
Uncle Tom. He was going to stomp all over y'all.
Tom who?
I hate to say his name because I'm the president of his hate club, Tom Brady.
That's why I'm trying to get you to say his name. Who?
Either way, Washington going... Go ahead and play Tampa Bay. They're going to get stomped, too. So it's like, hey, it's a weak division this year. Nobody can win more than 6 games. And it's sad to say that. And, you know, it is what it is. A team made it. The Washington football team made it. Still no name for them.
That's why we want them to go, because that's going to help them find our identity. Like, right now, it's no fun being up on them. So, I mean, like, go ahead and let them go to the playoffs, because they need it. They don't have no
match. No, the Eagles were going to win that game, and they rigged it. I really think the Eagles rigged that game last night. Why would you take the best quarterback you could play, Jalen Hurts, and put in Nate Sudfeld in? Not even Carson Wentz. They put Nate Sudfeld in, the third-string quarterback in.
You know why?
Why? So they can get a lower pick?
Out of those four teams, which story sounds best?
Which team sounds best?
What story sounds best? I'm trying to sell tickets.
Trying to sell tickets for what? You rigged the game. You pulled the QB out just so.
If you send the Giants, what feel good story do you have? You don't have one. Eagles knew they weren't going to go. And Dallas, if you get them to the playoffs, we got so many haters that, you know. Nobody wasn't even like that. Consider watch the Redskins. They have a coach that doesn't beat cancer. They got a quarterback nobody expected to come back.
Yeah.
Let's make this TV money. Don't send these other teams.
I guess you could say that. But you can't tell me that Doug Peterson had the audacity to rig that game and just throw somebody in there.
Did he get fired?
Sadly, no, he did not get fired. They told him he could still stay.
Is that one of the top stories in the NFL? Because it should be. If you really break this down, that should be one of the main stories people talk about, how an NFL team tanked on purpose.
I don't know. I ain't been on Twitter all day, but I'm sure.
It's not even a front page story. Look at ESPN. Look at all the stories. They talked about it. They got their little segment. But it's not the main issue. No,
you're right.
I'll tell you a lot right there.
You know what? I guess, but you know, everybody said what they had to say. It is what it is. Washington's gonna go to the playoffs. They're gonna lose. It's over with.
You gonna watch them play?
Yeah,
Tom Smith versus Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it just to laugh.
That's a great storyline.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No,
one of them overcoming old age. One of them is overcoming a leg injury. Nobody expected him to come back from. And they mean work in the playoffs, first round. Come on, man. I'm tuning in just to watch it. I don't want either one of them to win. I'm tuning in.
Man, but let's talk about your Cowboys for a sec, man. It's off season now. First couple days. I mean, we've got a long way.
Vacation season.
Yeah, it's vacation season. Off season don't start till March. My bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, What you think? You gonna re-sign Dak, or are you gonna look for somebody else?
In the playoffs, they do with that is what they do. You know, I'm comfortable. Like I said, when he first got signed, I like the red right. Told me a lot of things this year. I just wish we get a good quarter. I mean, not a quarterback's coach, but a receivers coach who will get everybody on the same page with CeeDee Lamb. Because he's one of the only receivers I've seen coming in every single week, aggressive, wanting to make plays. Everybody else kind of seemed confused or lackluster in their performance, you know. And I can break a lot of, you know, Amari Cooper down on film, how he runs his routes, how he's supposed to be, you know, eating up the cushion of the DB. But a lot of times, it looked like he's jogging off his route.
The one who showed up the most that surprised me was Michael Gallup.
Well, I've been expecting that from Gallup. The problem is with Gallup is he don't show up in every single game.
That's true.
You know, CeeDee Lamb started showing up every single game, and it became an expectation for him to make some kind of big play.
Yeah.
Where we started forgetting about Amari. We started forgetting about Gallup later on until, you know, they make one big play in one game. And it's like, oh, man, they back playing. I didn't even know they were playing half the season.
Yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb, I like him.
So you're comfortable with Andy Dalton being the quarterback next season?
Andy Dalton being the quarterback, I just want us to go out and get a dominant tight end. Somebody like Keller out there, you know, in Raiders land. He looks so out of place out there.
Who, Waller?
Waller, my fault.
He ain't going nowhere. He's staying where he's at.
He don't even look right in the Raiders uniform.
I'll send you back Jason Witten because I know y'all miss him.
You
can keep him. He's gone too. I don't know why we signed him. He's so old.
He was teaching him. Why do you think Washington was so good? For this kid to be as young as he is, making veteran catches, running routes like a veteran, the development of him done accelerated so much. Where he's really the main focus of the offense.
Yeah, he has been.
How many tight ends you know is the focus of the offense?
Not a whole lot. Hey, but it's crazy, man. I think you'll draft a QB. Or maybe you'll go out and get somebody. You never know. If you guys don't sign Dak, I think you guys go get somebody in free agency. I really don't see y'all drafting somebody unless, you know, you get someone like Ben DiNucci in like the 7th round or cool. I don't know. But you never know. It's going to be interesting. For my team, you know, we didn't do as much as I expected, 8-8, you know.
It's the Raiders.
Same thing like last season. Go 6-3, 6-4, going into the home stretch of the schedule, and you just collapse.
It's the who?
I expected more out of my team. We had everything ready, but I knew defense would shoot themselves in the foot. And that's why they fired the DC. PG, he out of there. He should have been out of there a long time ago. Your old pal Rob Marinelli came in last 3 games, and they improved a lot. You could still tell there was flaws, definitely in the secondary. But he did improve.
Yeah, Rob came in that thing and turned it around.
He did. And now they're looking for an actual DC, which, I mean, I don't know. It could be him, or they're looking at Gus Bradley, Greg Williams, Raheem Morris, Joe Barry, Wade Phillips. I don't know, honestly. I don't know who they're going to get. I don't know if it's going to be any different. But they definitely need help in the secondary and on the D-line because I think we were like 32nd or 31st in sacks this year, which is really, really sad.
What I think they should do, and it's going to sound crazy, but I'm saying this because they're team in Kansas City. And they got us out there in Chargers land. Once he get what he need to get around him, if you ain't got a good defensive guru that is new school minded, so some stuff that the Chargers are doing, and the stuff that Kansas City are doing, you may not see on other 70 around the league.
Yeah.
They just doing some college type stuff. So I think you need to go and get one of those real good solid DCs on a college level that understands all this route running stuff and these combo routes. Not saying the guys on the NFL don't, but I don't see.
Times are changing.
Yeah, they changing, but I really don't see teams lining up against KC the way they should because they just fearing one person. So it's like, you know, but one of them old school guys is gonna respect that because speed was everything back then. One of them new school guys who used to speed, let's really look at this. We can put hands on him in certain places. He ain't gonna get his downfield as fast. So I like them to go and get somebody like Clemson DC. Go get Mike Verbal. Go get somebody like that who don't mind seeing impressive. As long as you got the right offense. Y'all got a good offense. Coming in there, somebody who can meet Chucky's mentality on defense, I think y'all be rolling.
That's what we need, but is it gonna happen? I doubt it because just
I don't know. Y'all the Raiders. It's not gonna happen.
Knowing the Raiders, like you said, they gonna Raider it up as usual. And you know, I know they're definitely gonna cut a lot of people because they're gonna need some cap space. So they definitely need to get a legit edge rusher and you know a legit corner. But I was looking at the free agency list the other day, and there's not really any like elite corners on in the free agency. I mean, they're all like some. A lot of the younger ones, I mean, they have their roles, but they're not locked down, you know, elite corners. A lot of the elite corners that were once elite, they're getting older, you know, they're 30 and up, maybe like 28, 29. Their years are cutting short. So, I mean, you can't really get much out of that. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to draft the right one because, I mean, you want to draft the guy that you want. But then, you know, you also got to look at your backup plan. So, I mean, it's, you know, you just never know, honestly, in this game.
You're right. But y'all the Raiders. That's how.
It's sad. It's sad that it's like that. I wish it wasn't like that. But, hey, hopefully the new DC does something, man. But definitely a lot of those guys were hurt half the time, getting the weight room, get your bind right. Hopefully, we have a preseason because that definitely helps on player development. I really think that a preseason really hurt a lot of teams on player development, especially on the younger players that they drafted, you know?
Yeah.
And a true offseason that really helps on player development, especially rookies. And, you know, it showed for a lot of teams, definitely showed on our team. A lot of the younger guys were hurt or getting COVID. Strength conditioning was not real strong. A lot of guys were hurt, questionable, or they were out. Some of the younger guys that we drafted were on IR early in the year. Then they didn't even get to play. So, like, hey, next season, hopefully everybody's back, ready to go. Hopefully we do have an off season, and not just for our team, but all the teams. Because, I mean, your team dealt with a lot of injuries, too. So, I mean, hey, hopefully – I don't think this was a true NFL season, you know? I just didn't feel like it. It felt different. Next season, 2021, hopefully things get turned around, things get a little safer. Hey, I think it'll really be rolling, I think.
So, let me ask you this question, okay?
All right.
When we came back for summer training, right, when we started tour day.
Yeah.
What was the expectation for y'all to be what?
Be in shape.
Be in shape.
Yeah.
How much money was you getting?
Well, not a dime.
You were a student athlete. But if you would have came back out of shape, I would expect it because, and I got to say, y'all was a great group of running backs because y'all all bought into it and knew when y'all got back, I was going to run y'all.
Oh, yeah. Irregardless if we were in shape or out of shape, you was just going to run us, period.
I was going to run y'all. But now you're talking about NFL players who get paid at the minimum, if I'm not mistaken, $700,000.
Yeah, I think that's the rookie minimum deal, yeah.
And you coming back out of shape. I got 700,000 reasons to really,
really run you.
You know me, we ain't even talk football. We're gonna run every hill I can find in East Texas. We'll go over to West Texas if we need to find some mountains to get to the state.
Yeah.
$700,000, you telling me about preseason and all that other stuff? Man, you get paid. This is your profession.
That's true, yeah. But, I mean, them 4 weeks in training camp really helps develop players to get ready. Even if they're hurt, it just – I don't know. I don't even know how to say it, really. I just think it does help with player development.
It might do. I'm not gonna debate that. But am I gonna use that as an excuse? Or I'm gonna let them use it as an excuse? No, man. You get paid.
That's true. You're a grown man. You're a grown man. You either come ready or you don't. Simple as that.
Exactly. Think about it. Think about it as a coach. If I come in unprepared, how y'all gonna look at me?
It looks like you're stupid.
Exactly. All them days I couldn't get that projector up and running.
Yeah, remember that.
Stupid no more. I ain't gonna look stupid no more. So who'd I start letting do it?
You start letting us do it.
Hey, y'all set this up. Because if y'all can't set it up, it can't be set up. I ain't gonna trust the coach.
Well, it looks like we're not in film.
That's not even saying that negative about them. It's just knowing me, knowing how all that is. Y'all expect me to come there and coach y'all up and have high expectations for y'all. I can't be distracted not being prepared.
That's true. I see where you're coming from. Man, but let's talk about some coaches, man. Anthony Lynn got fired. Adam Gase got fired. Bunch of coaches are interviewing for head coaching jobs. Where do you think Anthony Lynn's going to go? You think he's going to be a coach? You think he's going to be a coordinator?
Oh, I think if not another head coaching job right off the bat, he'll probably end up being somebody coordinator. He's a good coach.
He's more of a defensive coach, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can see him being somebody DC.
He just got put in a real, real crazy situation with the LA thing. You know, it was just a real, real crazy situation. But I think he turned them around enough. And they're heading in the right direction. I honestly think this move was to bring in a head guy, an offensive-minded guy, for the quarterback.
Yep, for Herbert.
Yes. I think instead of having a defensive guy, you know, put a head guy on offense, give him the reins. Because he's the future.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The kid's crazy good. You got to give him – you got to give it to him. Like, the kid can play.
Mm-hmm.
For Adam Gase, we already talked about earlier, he might be going to Bama. He might, who knows where he goes, honestly. He really didn't show me nothing when he was with the Jets or when he was with the Dolphins. So, I mean, I don't know. To me, he seems like he just got he got bad rep.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And I think the only reason why he's getting fired is because he didn't tank. No, they had a chance to get Trevor Lawrence. Try to win games. Don't get Trevor Lawrence. That's a generational talent. That could turn that whole franchise around. And for you not to do that, I don't understand your game plan. So yeah. I can see the reason why. I wanted to fire him when they won the first game.
when they beat the Rams?
Exactly. I mean, it's all about selling tickets in the long run. And you know people don't come see he's getting fired just because he didn't tank. 95.
Yeah. So what do you think? Who do you think Chiefs OC going to go to? They say the other day he was interviewing for the Falcons head coaching job. I say he goes to the Jets, but because he's the offensive guy, you know. But I don't know. There's a lot of other spots people are looking at. So, I mean, I don't know. Where do you think he's going to go? You think he'll stay in KC?
Houston, all the time.
I can see that too.
If you have Pat Mahomes, why would you go to anything that can't reproduce what he does? Don't make no sense. So I got to go somewhere that somebody similar to him, and the only other person right behind Pat Mahomes in the league that they talk about is who?
Sean Watson.
That's it. So go on down there, turn that thing around, man. We need you.
I can see it. Have you heard about anybody else? I haven't really. I was looking, but I wasn't looking. You know what I mean?
No, nah, man. It ain't too many. It ain't too many right now because so many bad teams getting rid of coaches on the college level and on the pro level.
That's true.
You might not see some changes because, yeah, I can fire a coach. But am I getting somebody better or worse?
It'll be a couple days, honestly, I think. Interview process takes a couple days.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm going to be honest. And I'm not one of these Dallas fans who just think we made the right move. But after seeing McCarty coach this year, I don't know why we let Garrett go.
I think it was time for a fresh face, honestly, I think.
Fresh face to do what?
I don't know. You tell me. You the Cowboys fan.
Lose like we've been losing? We should have kept Jason. Now he ends up beating us the last game of the season.
I think that was hilarious, by the way.
That's embarrassing.
That's hilarious that he goes in there and just beat you.
Yeah, man. That's I don't even know what to say about that, man. That's embarrassing.
And if they had Saquon, I'm sure it probably would have been worse. He would have ran for like 200 on you, two TDs.
Probably. That's what makes me mad, that this team don't even come in loaded and beat us like that. You're not even loaded, and you come in and just walk through us like that.
Hey, but next season, Raiders and Cowboys in Dallas, man. That's the game I'm ready to watch. I'm ready for my revenge from 4 years ago, man. The index card game, man. That still irks me to this day that happened and we lost to you.
Listen, we got to find some way to get you down here, and we got to go to that game. It's one thing to see
that game is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's one thing to see you in agony over the phone or over Zoom.
No, there ain't gonna be no agony next year, man. Hopefully they get right, and we're gonna get this thing rolling. We're gonna go down there in Dallas. This is gonna be a nice whooping. Go back to Vegas. Simple as that.
No, y'all ain't driving around our park.
But I've been waiting for you guys for 4 years. 4 years since that index card game. I have been waiting for the rematch.
Hey. Graduation time, man.
I'm ready for the rematch.
Well, what you talking about rematch?
That's a rematch, man. You know how that game irks me, bro. That referee had the audacity to pull a white piece of paper out and rule that a first down when everybody knows that was turnover on downs, three and out. The audacity. And then we end up losing that game.
Mm-hmm. Pull the index card out. Matter of fact, I'm seeing your pack of index.
And you know what happened? The next, literally in the offseason, they took that rule away. They said you can't do that. And that referee retired. That just irks me. So you know what? I'm ready for the rematch. Simple as that, man. Simple as that. I'm ready.
I wonder did he move to Frisco after he retired. Now that referee up in Green Bay said the Jetsons had it catch that year.
Man, I don't know about all that. I still think it's like in the middle. It looks like a catch. Prison. Hey, we can talk about. Hey, next episode. That's our next debate. Was that a catch?
It was. It ain't no debate. It was a catch.
It's a debate. We'll talk about it next episode. Let's close this thing out, man. You got anything for anybody?
Man, just hey. Hope y'all had a happy. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, 2021, and new things, new goals, new focus.
Yeah, that's right. Hope everybody's staying safe. Hope everybody stayed over the New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. Football season coming to a close, and then, college basketball, we'll get into that. NBA started, and then,
You said college basketball?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it here real soon.
Didn't KU lose to Baylor?
No, we lost to to Texas.
Oh, that's even worse.
I was hoping you didn't say anything. I was hoping, and you did not say anything. But look where we are here. You had to mention it.
I was saving it for last.
Pitiful. Hey, we'll get y'all in the next game. ridiculous. But hey, hope everybody stays safe. We'll see y'all later during the week. Y'all know what it is. Your boy Bubba.
What's Bubba?
Hey, peace. See y'all next episode.